Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The first baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sad Sam Jones. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sad Sam Jones. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams misplays the ball. That's an error on Williams. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas bunts towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Swanson moves to second. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Fox moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Appling scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. One out. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 1 in the game. Swanson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 0 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling strikes out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones bunts towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Swanson takes first base on ball 4. Jones moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. Jones moves to third. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cochran fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas, who is chasing the ball. Kramer reaches third base with a triple. Williams scores. There goes Bishop trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Simmons. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Simmons steals second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Simmons moves to third. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grubb strikes out. One out. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Swanson takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Swanson moves to third. Red Kress pinch hits for Billy Sullivan. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Red Kress now playing first base. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-2 in the game. Grove hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Dykes moves to second. Lou Fonseca pinch hits for Frank Grubb. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Berry now catching. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 3 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Cochran moves to second. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein pinch hits for Sad Sam Jones. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Swanson hits a line drive into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Haas bunts towards third. Higgins fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Higgins. Rein moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rein scores. Haas moves to third. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ted Lyons now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson is called out on strikes. 1 out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 3 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Haas. Williams reaches second base with a double. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 3 in the game. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks, Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Swanson hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.